This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Everybody's doing it.
And welcome to another Tuesday evening of The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we delve into the dating game and discuss all things about being single, fabulous, and dating in the world we live in. I'm Michelle de Klerk, and I have my sidekick,
John P. Wintle, right here on the panel.
So, John, hi.
Hey.
Great to see you for another week. Love it that you made it in.
Yes, definitely made it in tonight and very excited to be here as per usual.
Well, I'm excited to hear about what happened during the week because I did leave you to your own devices this week.
Yes.
I kind of felt that last week I was a little bit pressurizing you.
You were sitting over my shoulder. Yes, this is true.
Well, it was fun following you out and about. So just to recap, I did set you a few challenges the other week for you to indulge in over the weekend.
This is correct.
And
okay.
So some of them were included going to the local coffee shop.
Yep.
And maybe even the local bookstore and trying out your skills when you're in a relaxed setting.
Yes, that's right.
How did you go?
The bookstore, what a fail. I think that it's just, I'm not a book person. And I know that we talked a lot about, you know, hanging out in the right aisle, me maybe hanging out in the nonfiction section. Just, it's not for me.
Okay.
It's not my environment. It was completely cold. The guys there were nerds.
Really?
Yeah.
And you weren't comfortable in that setting?
Just, it wasn't kind of what I was looking for, you know?
Like, because you do work in IT, So you do kind of fit in with that stereotypical nerd vibe.
I'm not a nerd, though. I'm like a wrestler of nerds. No, what is it? A leader of nerds. I'm the nerd god.
Okay, so if you that means that technically then you would be a nerd.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe a little.
Well, anyway, the bookshop was a fail.
Yeah, bookshop was a
thing.
Fail.
What about the coffee shop?
Coffee shop was actually much better.
Okay.
And I'm a little proud of this. So basically, I was up at this fabulous city coffee shop and just hanging out like you do, having a coffee and sampling some very fine desserts. And this person came up and started talking to me. And this came as quite a surprise to me, MDK.
Okay.
I was like, thinking in my head, like it was going a million miles an hour, like, why is this happening to me? Who is this person? Incidentally, this person was a female.
Mm.
So it was kind of a fail.
But wasn't going to go anywhere.
I was available. Do you know what I mean? I made myself available, and that did take guts to kind of put myself out there a bit.
I agree, but two things. A, you're eating cake, so there goes the diet.
And I was in a wine book bar drinking coffee, which was probably a bit lame.
Oh, okay. So there's another fail. And basically, you picked up a woman. So I don't know what vibes you are putting out there.
Yeah, she did ask some great questions, though. Like, we had a good conversation about jazz, which is something that I'm very passionate about. But, you know, it just didn't click. And, you know, look for my next exit. Yeah, scoffed my dessert and got out of there.
Well, I was in a cafe on the weekend as well.
Oh,
and
okay.
Although not trying to pick up,
okay,
I did have a little bit of a success rate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I decided that I thought I might try out the pick up skills and just, you know, make a bit of eye contact, sit near the front door and just say hello to whoever came in.
All right. Did you get past first base?
Well, there was no one there that was eligible. So like you, I kind of failed. But
okay.
I did have a few good conversations with some older people.
And like, how old are we talking?
We're talking like over 60. That's okay, though, if you want to, I guess, a Hugh Hefner sort of scenario.
Yeah. Oh, look. I think maybe
a sugar daddy.
The coffee shop and bookshop scene is maybe for the older crowd, to be honest, because the person that came and chatted me up in this cafe was probably a little out of my age range.
Oh, no. She, what are we talking? 40s, 50s?
She was probably mid-50s, I would say. And she was asking me questions about my knowledge of jazz. And I'm very unaccustomed to people my age, like gay people my age, asking me about jazz. It just never happens. I don't know anybody that does that.
Okay, so it didn't work on all fronts for us.
Unfortunately not.
Oh,
it was all a bit of a fail.
Oh, that's okay. I guess we've got this week.
We do.
And fun challenges.
This week is a new week, of course.
But we'll talk about the challenges later. Mm-hmm. So how else did you go in the week? Was there any? I know I set you challenges, but, you know, you can go out there and create your own opportunities.
Oh, Michelle.
So talk to me.
Michelle, babe, I ad-libbed this week. I totally went out on a limb. And I did, well, I went somewhere that was not a gay venue.
Okay.
And like you might remember, I sent you this text message. I said, I'm at a metal concert. Should I passion dash? And you're like, what the? What are you talking about?
I responded about 2 hours later because I was like, oh, what are your messages again? They're too cryptic.
Well, I'm trying to just get a straight, like, a yes or no answer out of you. So I'm not trying to, like, generate questions. I'm just trying to, like, make you say yes or no.
The thing is, I need to know background. So tell me, what happened?
Well, I was at this concert in Richmond. I've got, like, a bit of a secret fetish for metal music, which is probably not common for, you know, men of my sexuality to really be obsessed with. So anyway, I was standing out in the concert and having a bit of a headbang, and I thought, oh, you know, there's a few not too bad looking guys around here. I thought, you know, I might go up and have a bit of a conversation with them. It all died in the backside, though. This was an absolute fail of an attempt. MDK.
So I've what happened with the passion dash then, if it was a fail?
Get to the point, my friend.
So we all want to hear the juicy details.
This was before I'd actually approached a couple of people, and it was just all a bit of a fail. Like, I was just definitely not successful in that area. But I did make a little recovery on the evening.
And
what I did, so after I went and failed at trying to approach some of these guys at this metal concert, which is a fail, look, I know in retrospect, I went to a gay bar.
Okay, and a bar.
I know we've done this mission, but I did not pick up there. Did not pick up at the bar.
Okay, where did you pick up?
I picked up at a sauna.
Okay, so what's the relevance to the bar?
Well, I wanted to kind of give you that progression that I was at a bar at a point, but then I left that bar and then went to a sauna.
Okay, so let's get to the point. What happened at the sauna?
Well, you know, walked around a bit, was having a good time, and I met someone.
Perfect. Yeah. In the sauna, obviously.
Classy, I know.
How did it all come about?
Well,
you saw him, he saw you.
You know.
Made the eyes.
The eyes definitely were made, and several other things were definitely made at the time.
Uh-huh.
But it kind of all worked out pretty nice. So left you know, the venue, and we went back to my place and had, you know, a nice bit of a cuddle in bed.
And
et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And then we, like, woke up and went, yeah, you know, we've got so much in common. We've got such great rapport. We kind of hit the streets, went out.
You've got so much in common as in you both like saunas?
No. We've got, like, very similar sayings and stuff. So, you know, it was a great rapport that we had built immediately. It was like almost no work to kind of be with this person. So I thought, well, why not? We need to hang out. So we actually went out and organized a little mini date, I suppose you could say.
Perfect. So that's another place you can meet up with people. So I guess tonight I'd really like to look into different ways where you can, or different groups or different places. The bars haven't worked for you. The coffee shop hasn't worked for you. So why don't we look into some different groups and different activities that are out there?
Yeah, like I'm really keen to actually give some of these a go. I think that there's a lot to gain from looking at the other dimensions of my sexuality. It's not just about pubs, clubs and alcohol.
Perfect.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. And that was actually a really good advert that was just played there. about single meetups for Italian women. Mm-hmm. Lovely. So we're talking about the different avenues and places where you can meet single people. So I'm really interested in talking about organized groups that are out there. Now, there's something that I've heard called Fruits and Suits. What is that all about?
Fruits in Suits, it's actually called.
Okay.
And it's a business networking affiliation where gay men can get together and have a chat, obviously in suits. It's also called Fruits with a Twist if you're in another state of Australia, in Brisbane, actually.
Okay, so is it just for men?
No. So traditionally, Fruits and Suits has been just for men, but there is a group called Blend that's part of Globe that welcomes GLBTIQ community members, which is excellent. It's a very good opportunity if you're in business and you want to network with other people.
So is it just about networking and promoting your business, or is it an opportunity to meet other single people?
No, it's an opportunity to meet other single people. I haven't been to an event myself, but I've been to similar events, one called Pride in Diversity, which is a great way to meet other people who are gay and are in business and kind of take themselves in their professional light. Fruits in Suits, I've been told by a very close friend of mine, is kind of like going to a bear bar, except the guys are in suits.
A bear bar? What's that?
You know, a bear bar. So, like, guys who are a bit hairy, have bellies. No, it's kind of hot.
Hot?
Yeah.
What?
Some
really?
Yeah, some people.
I'll be wanting to rip out the waxing strip and say hello. Get that on you.
Oh yeah, but you've got to be careful and not judge each of the kind of the different types of gay men there are out there. And I guess bears and cubs are one of those many different colours of the gay rainbow.
What are cubs?
Cubs, it's like a bear who hasn't grown up yet.
Okay, they're young'uns.
So, yeah, maybe haven't got all their hair. They, don't have a beard. Maybe they have stubble. There is a difference.
Okay, so Fruits and Suits. Well, mm-hmm. A little birdie told me that there's actually a Fruits in Suits event this week.
Yes.
So
this Thursday.
Thinking that might be a good opportunity for you to go and report back. What do you think?
Lock it in, Michelle.
Okay, done.
And do you know what? If I can get at least one business card, then I will be a satisfied man.
Success. Maybe, you know what you should do?
Yeah.
You should meet someone there and try and bring them on the show next week.
Do you reckon?
Just to prove that you can actually meet someone.
Well, I do. I think that's a great challenge.
Yep, done.
Yep.
Lock that down. What about, I've also heard that there's groups like Melbourne Frontrunners. I know that you probably wouldn't be into it because you're not into running and all. I've seen your physique and you're running down the street. Yep. But have you heard anything about it? What's that all about?
I definitely have heard about Melbourne Frontrunners. It's a group that is for people who would like to learn how to run or walk. Or walk. It's not limited.
Running or walking group.
Yeah, and I've actually had some friends who've had a go at Frontrunners, and it's a lot of fun. It's a good way to get involved in the community if you're not interested in the mainstream.
I think I have seen them running around the Tan track on a Saturday. I'll be sure to be checking them out on this Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to just stand on the eaves and throw glitter at them.
Perfect.
I'm going to glitter bomb them.
Do it. I'll be there. I will be there. I think it's around 8:30 on a Saturday.
Okay.
What about speed dating? Now, have you ever heard about it, done it?
I don't know much about speed dating. I've heard of it and I've kind of seen bits and pieces on TV, but I don't really know what it's about.
Well, I can educate you because I used to be a speed dating host in your former life.
Shut up.
I know.
You're crapping me, aren't you?
No. Shush.
I never knew that about you.
Yeah, so I used to be a speed dating host, which was quite fun.
Are you totally serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's a great way to meet people.
So
no expectations, though. So I know that there are some gay speed dating events out there, but that's more so for the heterosexuals.
Okay.
So what it is basically is you get 10 guys, 10 girls, or 10 guys and 10 guys in a room, all singles, and everyone gets 7 minutes to talk to someone and find out a little bit more about them.
Okay.
So it's not long, but there's some people that are very, very, very boring, so you wouldn't want to spend more than 2 minutes with them. And look, in the scheme of things, it's not a long time to spend with someone, but it's long enough to know. Because, okay. I mean, when you meet someone, hello, you know straight away pretty much, don't you?
Mm, true.
If you want to spend more time with them or not.
First minute, and I'm done. I've made up my mind within that first minute.
Oh, I'd say even 30 seconds. I can look at someone and be like, yep, yes or no. Well, it's like when you first see someone, you know straight away if you want to get to know them a little bit more or you're totally turned off by them.
It'd work a bit different in the gay world, just having a think about how speed dating would work, because obviously you wouldn't have to have two separate groups of people rotating.
No.
You could just rotate the same people through the different things.
You could just throw them all in one room, basically, and just say, hey, just get around and talk to everyone.
If it was men, though, that could be a problem.
Really?
Especially if you had two tops or something like that, two tops or two bottoms.
Like, hang on, what's the top or a bottom? We're talking about pants? Pants and T-shirts?
Well, close.
Talk to me.
So we're talking about a top is a person that is the pitcher, I suppose you could say.
Okay.
The person that's throwing the ball.
Yes.
And then you've got the person that's the bottom, which is catching the ball.
Okay.
Did I say that wrong?
I see what you're alluding to here.
So
how do you know if someone is a top or a bottom? Do you just come out straight out and ask them? And can you switch? Can you sometimes be a top and sometimes be a bottom?
Yes, that is definitely possible.
Okay.
So there is a breed of men out there called versatile, and they can be a bit of both. They can kind of switch between either depending on what situation they're in. Telling the difference, I can't tell the difference. Like on face value, it's probably like my gaydar. It's all a bit messed up. I don't know if someone's gay or straight. I don't know if someone's a top or bottom or versatile or a monkey. I'm not really sure. So I guess if there's anyone out there that would like to contribute and tell me if they have any experiences where they have been able to pick out a person who is a top or a bottom, I'd be interested to hear about it.
Please let us know. So you can SMS in on 0427 JOY 949 or send us an email at onair@joy.org.au.
Of course.
Which our friend Brady has text messaged in, and he's saying that, John, you should check out youngbucks.info. So we might do that. We might have a listen to a Cher Lloyd song, and while we're listening to that, I might find out what this Young Bucks is all about.
Okay, you're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we've been talking about, well, many a thing, but mainly about where we can meet singles, the different avenues we can take instead of the typical bar scenes and the cafes. We're looking at different organised groups that are currently out there. And one of our listeners, Brody, just texted in about a group called the Young Bucks.
Yes.
I've been doing a little bit of research and it looks like heaps of fun. That these Young Bucks seem to do a lot. So it's for guys that are 18 to 35. So, John, you do just scrape in to that category. And there's heaps of things on offer, like the typical clubbing and the drinks, but movie outings, wine tours, weekends away. So, I mean, looks like there's something for everyone.
Mm.
So I think that you should get involved.
Yes, I've got it as an action item to follow up out of our show this evening. I need to get onto this.
You do.
It looks very alluring.
This is why you're single. You don't know what's out there, where to go. So if anyone else has got any other ideas for our little friend Johnny Wintle here.
Help.
I know he does need help. You can SMS us in your ideas on 0427 JOY 949 or shoot us an email onair@joy.org.au. So, John, whatever happened to, you know, back in the day, there used to be the gay personal ads or just singles ads out there in the paper?
Them.
You know how funny it was where you used to just scroll through and read the silly things that people used to say, and then you have to ring up a phone number and leave a message.
I used to love those little ads in the paper. I used to get so excited about
them. Whatever happened to those?
They're gone, I think.
They've been superseded by the internet now.
You know, when I was very, like, when I was very young, which was, you know, a long, long time ago, but, you know, obviously I can still fit into the Young Bucks group. But anyway, when I was very young, a long, long time ago, I used to read these ads and just, it used to make me feel like not alone out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, my, well, you know what, my mum's friend, now this is like, they're obviously quite old, actually met her husband through an online ad.
Okay.
She actually found an ad, thought, God, that guy sounds nice, called up actually for another friend, listened to the voicemail and left a message, and then decided, no, I actually want him for myself. Met up with him, and they're married now.
Oh, God.
I know. So that used to be the place to go to back in the day, but now it's all about the online.
Yeah, definitely. So, I much prefer being online.
So have you had any success of late? Because I know last week we were talking about your profile.
Yes.
And we were talking about a little bit of do's and don'ts.
Yep.
So any success of late profile that you can tell us about?
I actually have. So I've hit the grinder. I've hit the grinder, and this I've kind of dared, almost like sassed people into like saying, yes, I'll go out for a drink with you. But I don't know if people are just resigned because I don't stop talking.
What do you mean? So you're contacting them and just bombarding them with information and hellos and
no, it's like
commentary?
It's more like we get past that first 30 seconds, to and fro, and they go, you know, do I catch up for a drink? And I've had a few guys say yes from that, few numbers swapped. So there could be other dates coming on top of this other date that I have this coming Saturday.
Okay, perfect. So if anyone wants to find you online,
oh yes,
to I guess give their feedback and their thoughts.
Yes, so I am open to anybody contacting me and providing me with feedback on my online presence.
So how do they do that?
Well, all you need to do is look for The Single Life, oddly enough, on the various mobile applications such as Scruff and Grindr.
So what, they just type in The Single Life and you should come up?
For Scruff, yes. So they should be able to type in The Single Life into Scruff and it should come up with my profile.
So if they don't know actually what you look like, they can check out our Facebook, can't they?
Of course.
And check out what you look like, and then they'll know if that's your profile.
And you know I'm a beefcake.
Yeah, totally. With the shirt off photos. So how can they check us out on Facebook?
Facebook, all they need to do is click through to our program guide on joy.org.au. Go through to The Single Life, and if you look at the bottom of the page, you'll see a link to our Facebook right there. Like us on Facebook.
One thing that I really hate about online profiles is people that take selfies. Now, I know that you're giggling, and why is that? Because your profile pic is a selfie.
Yes, this is true. This is very true.
I don't know. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Do you not have any friends that can take photos of you? Do you not have any nice photos of you, just, you know, normal hanging out shots? Why the selfie? Talk us through it.
Well, to be honest, I actually must have misheard you the other day when we were on our Single Life pickup lines adventure, because I swear that you said that you need to take selfies of yourself so that I know what you're wearing.
No, I needed you to take, well, someone to take photos, but I didn't necessarily say take selfies, because the selfies that you've taken are of your face. I can't even see what you're wearing. So I'm anti-selfies as the profile picture.
I cropped though, so people could see my face.
Well, I'll be interested to see what other people think. So if you want to give us your feedback on people that have selfies as their profile, you can SMS on 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Are you trying to say that I'm a bit too fat, Michelle?
I'm not saying you're fat at all. Why? What's that got to do with anything?
Because you said jog, when you were saying the URL.
I've got running on the mind, on the mind.
Front runners, definitely.
It's front runners on Saturday. That's where we're heading. Even if it's just to hide behind the tree and see who's running in that front runners group.
Even if you'll be driving ahead in your car and just hanging a bit of chocolate cake out the window to try and make you run around the town.
I know. Be getting you out there, out and about.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
You didn't try my other dare during the week, which was going to the gym. I wanted you to go to the gym and try and pick up.
Yeah, I didn't make it into Virgin Active this week, but I can carry it over.
I think you should. But I think you should go in and see the joys of Virgin Active.
Are we talking about that particular gym that's up on Bourke Street? Is that correct, Michelle?
Correct. It's near the Joy Studios.
Okay, then I am in.
Do you know what? Even if you don't meet anyone in there, it's a great place to go for workout and work those biceps of yours.
Oh, yes. And I do have them definitely somewhere.
Yes.
But definitely, I think I'll go in and give it a go.
I know. Well, I have been bagging you about your body.
Well, not really. It's been more myself, and then you're just kind of just jumping on the bandwagon a little bit.
Well, I was going to lead into the next song, which is called Nobody's Perfect, which is quite relevant because I have been bagging you about your body, but you know.
Yeah. Oh, and this is actually one of my personal selections. So we should get into it and have a listen. You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
More about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where I'm currently bagging out John Wintle's online profile. Oh, his selfie pic.
Look, I think the idea of a selfie is not such a bad thing, Michelle.
I know, but it's kind of weird the way that you're holding the camera.
Oh, I didn't know.
The phone.
I thought I looked better with an upshot. I think that's a selfie mentality there.
Anyway, we've had Penny, who is clearly not into you, but has decided to go and have a look at your profile. Yep. And she says that she actually quite likes it because you look quite manly in it.
Penny, are you able to tell all your gay friends about me?
Penny, thank you, but no, I don't agree. And Tim has also emailed in, so hi, Tim. And he says that he likes your checkered shirt.
Oh, okay.
He didn't actually mention the selfie part, though, but, you know, I'm taking that's a win for you with the shirt, but down for the selfies.
Well, I was really going for the country look in that picture.
Yeah, you do look quite intelligent.
Maybe too much, like a nerd.
I don't know. It's not really realistic, though.
What do you mean? I look like that.
No, not on a regular basis.
Do I not?
It's no. No, you look way too intelligent in that photo. Anyway, I think you should change it. And if anyone else wants to disagree with me or agree with me, you can SMS on 0427 joy949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
Snap.
So, just recapping tonight, once again, John,
yes.
John, you've just kind of proved that, A, you can't really pick up in bars, you can't pick up in bookshops, you can't pick up at... Where else did you go?
Oh, cafes. I kind of failed there. I didn't do too bad at the sauna. And even though, I do agree, as some listeners have told me, it is a bit seedy to do that. I did score.
Yeah, but that's kind of not what we're all about, is it? You want to get a date.
Well, at any means possible.
Is this a story to be continued or is that a... done, dusted.
No, definitely not done, dusted. I think our next week episode is really going to start getting into the interesting stuff like fruits and suits.
Hang on, no, go back to the sauna thing. Is that one done and dusted?
You mean
the guy, yeah.
No, we're dating. We're going on a date this weekend.
Shush. Really? Pete's... So you need to mention that. You need to tell us these things.
We've
got something to be excited about.
I will update everyone how it does go next week. We're going for a movie and dinner.
See, there we go. We are having some success. Just pointing out the fails. But no, there has been a success.
Yeah, I think I'm doing okay, I suppose. But, you know, I agree with you. I'm starting to see, like, there are fails, and I'm surprised I didn't see some of the mistakes and the pitfalls that I've been just repeadedly going down over and over again.
This is a learning journey, and we're here to help others. Mm-hmm. So, look, I'm happy for you to make the mistakes.
Yep.
As long as someone learns from them,
mm-hmm.
which is good. So we do have things to look forward to. You've got your sauna date, round two. Do you want to give him a shout out or no? We'll leave that one.
I don't know if I'm allowed to give him a shout out. Let's just say he is close to my heart.
Okay, let's leave
he's
it till next
cuddler.
Time. We've got fruits in suits, mm-hmm. and hopefully, we'll have a special guest in next week from someone that you've met from Fruits in Suits.
Yes.
So we'll see how that goes. I want you to head over to the gym. Not really to pick up. I just want you to start working out. Let's be honest.
Is there a way that I could go to the gym and pick up without actually working out? That's the question. I'm going to come back and spread the information on this.
Okay, perfect.
I need to share this.
Yeah, I think that you could. I think that you probably could.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably get in there, strut your stuff, just strut around a bit. You wouldn't even need to lift a weight.
Yeah, just put
fine.
My leg warmers on.
Yeah, why not?
Get on the cross trainer.
I reckon this will be fun, this little challenge.
Yep, definitely.
And you'll just be up to the usual riffraff and getting out there?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely not sitting in the same place. Like, I'm not giving up. I am going to get myself a date if it kills me.
Okay, we want to hear more date stories.
Yes, there's going to be a few more date stories or a few more attempting to get dates.
Okay, perfect.
Kind of stories. So keep your ears peeled for that.
Every outing is an opportunity. That's mm-hmm. my new motto.
Every time I go out.
Supermarket, check.
Yep, check.
Work, check.
Tram.
Check.
Train.
Check. Around the town on Saturday, check.
As long as you've got the chocolate cake and driving around in front of me in your car, check.
Easy done. Shame I don't have a car, but that's okay. We'll work that one out. look, there's always opportunities out there.
Yeah.
Is that we just want to get that out to people. So we're also going to get in contact with Young Bucks
yep.
and find out what they've got going on, because we have to do it now because you'll be over that age bracket.
Yep,
in a few weeks' time, you know. So.
I suppose the other thing as well, it's like some of the places we found some really interesting alternative social groups for gay men that might be lonely and want to just kind of meet and greet some new people. We found a lot of interesting stuff in the back of your local community magazines.
Not just
really
for gay
surprising.
Men. There was heaps of stuff for everyone.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting to see.
So, people, there's things out there. You just have to go and look for them. So, I think that it's a good time to throw to a song by Ludacris, Loving Ludacris.
Oh, you're going to throw to a song?
The Rest of My Life.
Oh.
Because this is The Rest of Your Life, John Wintle. So, that's it for another week of The Single Life on Joy 94.9. We look forward to catching up with you all next week to hear what Johnny Wintle's been up to. And of course myself as well.
Of course, it's going to be fascinating.
It will be fun. Will be fun. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll speak to you all soon.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.